party day, the 208.
Oh, I'm Moshe Feldman.
Put this in your pocket, in case you walk around.
Right, lovely. Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Good to be here again. How many of us have been through security in the airport and we feel like criminals straight away? We even do the surrender sign. We surrender straight away. We know we've got nothing to hide, nothing even to declare. We're just walking past. We've got no liquid, we've got no this, we've got no that, we've got no drugs even. And they frisk us and all we feel, make sure you stand here, this. We feel already, the criminals. The idea that we're coming now, as we said the other day, Rosh Chodesh Elul Yer B'Yom. Are we to feel guilty? Are we to feel we've done something wrong? Are we? So first of all, the first thing is to be positive. That's the first thing. And to say that Baruch Hashem, since last Elul, since last Tishri, we've come to Torah way, we've learnt, we've davened, we've done many, many, many mitzvahs of tzedakah and of chesed. We haven't got anything to be ashamed of. Nothing to declare. If anybody does have something, beinoy levein koinoy. The story is told of a person from a small village, small country town, and he's had to go to a meeting in the city, a big building on the 70th floor. Big skyscraper in Manhattan. And he's had to go to this meeting. He's never seen such buildings in his life. He turns up. He looks at the building. 70th floor. How do I get to the 70th floor? Rabbeinu Shalom. So they say, here's the staircase. He looks at the staircase. I'm going to climb up steps to go up to the 70th floor. I can't do it. No. Here's the stairwell, but here's the, in America they call it the elevator, here's the lift. All you need to do is go in the lift, and within seconds you're up on the 70th floor. Okay, fine. So he goes in. He doesn't know what to do. He sees a wall of numbers. What do you do with those numbers? It's claustrophobic, it's dark, he feels afraid, the doors have already closed. Oy geval, what does he do now? What happens now? He's in a panic. All of a sudden, another man comes in, he's going to the same meeting on the 70th floor. So he presses number 70, woo, up they go, within a few seconds they're there, amachaya. Door opens, he's on the 70th floor. He looks at the view down below. Unbelievable, I managed to climb so high. We, Be'ezras Hashem, in a couple of days, we're arriving at the month of Elul. And we look at the view. How are we going to do it? How are we going to get elevated right up to the 70th floor? How are we going to reach the heights of Elul, of Rosh Hashanah? At this time, Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain on Rosh Chodesh Elul to receive the brand new Luchos. It's hard for us to imagine, but maybe let's try. Us being the Bnei Yisrael standing there at Har Sinai on that Rosh Chodesh Elul. Klal Yisrael had already witnessed Moshe Rabbeinu smashing the Luchos only a few weeks earlier, on Shivas of Batamos, smashing the Luchos, and getting rid of the chance of getting the Torah. It seemed lost. We'd waited 40 days, and it seemed lost. Moshe Rabbeinu went up again 40 days and davened for Slicha v'Kapora. He came down again on the 29th of Av. He came down today. Moshe Rabbeinu came down today, and on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up again for the third time. And we're there, Asbanei Yisrael, at the foot of the mountain, and we're hoping, in Yitz Hashem, this time it should be successful. And we're thinking, this is going to be it. We're going, this time Moshe Rabbeinu will come down with the Luchos and actually be able to give it to us. And we're waiting and waiting and waiting. Kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kaveh el Hashem. We'll soon be saying this in Yitz Hashem twice a day from 2 days' time. Kaveh el Hashem, hope to Hashem. But hoping to Hashem is not enough. We've got to be chazak v'yameitz libecha. Strengthen and fortify our own hearts. And then v'kaveh el Hashem. Then we'll be able to hope and we'll be able to get to Hashem. We'll be able to go right up to the 70th floor. We'll be able to go right up to v'kaveh el Hashem, to hoping to Hashem. When we come to Elul, we'd like to be begeder of Yosef. When Yosef HaTzadik was born, Yaakov Avinu said, now I've got a chance, now I've got a hope. He already had all the children. He already had, by the time all the Shvatim were born, and Dina, the whole family, he already had Echad. He was Echad. The one sister Dina, the eight sons from Leah and Rachel makes eight, six from Leah, two from Rachel, four, two from Bilhah, two from Zilpah, Echad, Aleph, Dina, Ches from Rachel and Leah, and Dalet from Bilhah and Zilpah, all together united. But it was with one son, Yosef, that Yaakov Avinu said, now I can face my future life. Why? Because he was the idea of Yosef, the idea of adding. Never to be happy with the plateau that we're in. Never to say, this is where I want to go, and I'm okay on this level, and I'll be fine. You know, the Mizbeach was meant to be a slope. The Mizbeach was not meant to be steps. The Torah gives a reason. Ashaloisi gola ervascha alav. But the Baal and Musa say a meridical reason why the leading up, the ascent to the Mizbeach had to be steps, had to be a slope and not steps. What's the difference between a slope and steps? When you climb up steps and you're tired and you want to stop, you can stop on the step and you can be there for as long as you like. There's no limit. When it comes to a slope, if you're climbing up a slope and you suddenly decide to stop on the slope, you're not going to be there for long. You're going to start to slide. And that is a difference between steps and a slope in our look at Yiddishkeit. A person has always got to be a Yosef. He's always got to add and continue to climb. Because if you stay as you are, this is my level in Yiddishkeit, this is where I feel most comfortable, and I don't need to try and go any further, the end will be a slope. This is the lesson of the slope. This is the lesson of Yosef. Be'ezras Hashem, during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, will be saying, Zochreinu lechayim, melech hafetz b'chayim, v'chosveinu b'sefer hachayim, lema'ancha elokim chayim. We don't just want life for the sake of life, for the sake of living, for the sake of having another day and another day and another sets of meals, another lema'ancha. The whole idea is I should be able to do things for your sake. I should be able to continue to do whatever I can, lema'ancha. If I can bring other people in, if I can include other people, if I can do whatever I can to be mechazik other people, and make them feel better, make them feel stronger, all the better. The name of Shomayim, the name of heaven, should be loved through you. We all have different Rosh Tevis for Elul. But there's one I heard last night, a brand new one, I've never heard this one before. Elul, Efsha lehiskayim velamoid lefonecho. In Asher Yotza we say, Efsha lehiskayim, if, chas v'sholem, things don't go to plan. But a person could always say, when it comes to Elul, I want to be able to stand before the Eibishter, and I want to be able to exist, and I want to be able to do Rotzon Hashem. Efsha leizkayem velamoid lefonechem. In Slichus, I think it's going to be the first one, I'm not sure, but we're going to say Lishmoya el Horino v'el hatefila. To listen to Rina. Rina comes before tefillah. I would have thought it should say Lishmaya el Atfila. Tfila is first, we're davening to Hashem, and then Velharina. When we look back at the past year, 5784, and we all have very, very confused feelings and thoughts, we don't know where to turn, we don't know where to get Eitzah Tova from, we daven every day V'sakneinu be'Eitzah Tova milfanecha. But we're looking, obviously there's nothing much we can do so far away except tefillah and our own correction in our own ways. But we look back and we see, wow, so much has been lost. So many Yiddish and neshamas have gone over the past year. May this be Seif Kol HaTzoros, the end of all the Tzoros and the end of the Golos, and the end of all the pachad, and end of milchama, we all hope and pray so. A person has to look back el horina, to look back at the times of appreciation, when things could have been so much worse in everyday stories we hear of terrorists who try to do terrible things. The other week there was one terrorist who tried to blow up, he could have caused mass destruction, mass korbanos in Tel Aviv. In the end, it went off at his wrong time, our right time, and he became a pile of cinders. Baruch Hashem, nobody else was hurt or killed. Nisim v'niflois all the time. Obviously, we turn around to the Eibishter and we have our tefillos. But the first thing is lishmoya el horino. We want to turn round with song, with appreciation of what we've had till now. Lishmaya el Harina, Hashem will see. Once you appreciate what's being done, and you appreciate the Hanhoga, which Hashem is leading Klal Yisrael all the time, then we'll be able to do the El Hatefila. We'll be able to daven properly, and we'll be able to say, oh, Utshuva Utfila Utstaka. In a month's time, those words will be ringing round our bote tfila, bote midrashas. Utshuva tfila utzdokom ma'avirin esroya hagzeira. Two things stick out. First of all, why only mention tzedakah? Tzedakah is one of the great 613 mitzvahs. But there's so many other mitzvahs. Why is tzedakah mentioned? And not only that, why is Torah not mentioned? Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Torah is not mentioned. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. When it comes to ma'virin esroya ha-gezerah, and we don't know what gezerahs have been in store for Klal Yisrael. We have no idea. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. We sing in Hallel. All the nations should praise Hashem. Why all the nations? What about us? Shabhu kol ha'umim. The answer is, because they know jolly well what they had in plan, what they had in mind for Klal Yisrael. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. They know what they wanted to do and how all their plans have been thwarted, and Be'ezras Hashem continue to be thwarted, will be able to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael have been saved and saved and saved. May they continue to be saved. 2 weeks ago, we had in Parashas Vayeshanan, Ufen Tisa Einecha Hashomayma. A person will lift up his eyes to the heavens. Vero Isa Es Hashemesh Vesayoreach. He will see the sun and the moon and the stars. He'll be so overawed, wow, the sun, the moon. You might come to bow down to them. So the Torah says, be very, very careful. No. Eschem lokach Hashem. Don't be led into chas v'sholem bowing down to the sun, moon and stars. But in the very haftarah of that week, in Parashas Vayeshanan, it says, se'u moroi meinechem, ur'u mi bora eileh. Lift up your eyes to Shomayim and see who created these. Seems to be a contradiction. Here we say, you may lift up your eyes and see the sun and moon and the stars, and you may bow down to them, chas v'sholem. Don't do it. And here in the Haftarah, Yeshaya says, please lift up your eyes. The answer is one word, pen. If a person without thinking, if a person just ufen tisa, he'll come to lift up his eyes, or shall we say more in a passive term, his eyes will be lifted and he'll see es hashemesh v'sayoreach. He will see the sun and the moon and the stars, and he'll be overawed by them, and he'll say, oh, this is my God. No, but when it comes to se'u moroi meinechem, when it comes to lifting up your eyes positively, se'u, positive, think, concentrate, ura'u, mi boro eile, then it's a whole different story. The whole year we tend to be slumbering. We go through the year, we don't really think too much. We don't really concentrate too much. Yes, this seems to be the case. Yeah. There was a story this year. A family in Bnei Barak, large family, poor family, we all know the situation, and this family hadn't been on holiday, this family hadn't been on holiday for many, many years. And Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Olei HaShalom, she arranged through various funds and various means to get this family a holiday in Tzfas. They're able to go to Tzfas. Day came, family packed, they were able to go. The excitement of the children, various ages, young in 20s, teenagers, young children, they arrived at Tzfas. As they arrived, the owner of the apartment, the owner of the house in Tzfas, came out to them and said to the father, I'm awfully, awfully sorry. I don't know how to put this to you. I know Rebbetzin Kanievsky was involved, but it's a big mistake. I'd already booked to somebody else. There'd been an overbooking. There'd been a double booking. I'm awfully sorry. He can't. You can imagine the disappointment. Ah, well, the father is Adam Godel. He said, if this is Ratzon of the Eibishter, fine, we'll turn back. What can we do? We'll turn back. The children were upset and were crying, we can well imagine. Just before they left, the father says to the older boys, you know what? By the time we get back to Bnei Brak, it'll be late. Let's go to the nearby shul here, and we'll have mincha, and then we'll be able to go back. They came to the shul, have mincha. The rav of the shul saw how the eldest boy was davening with such beauty, with such kavana. He was davening, even though they just had such a massive disappointment. I'm not sure whether the Rav knew about this disappointment, but davening despite all that, he made inquiries. To cut a long story short, he had a daughter. The shidduch came about between the Rav's son and the young man. And the father turned round to the family. It's a beautiful shidduch. And the father turned round to the family and said, look, ru'u mi bara eile. Have a look. It could have been so easy for us to have come here, and we would have more than likely not done mincha then at all. We'd have gone to a different shul, nearer the apartment, whatever the case may be. This wouldn't have come about. This had to come about. Eliezer Eved Avram, this had to come about through this situation. Whatever it is, we look through life, we all have our disappointments, and we all have things which tend to wane our kizuk, make us shvach, but our neshama knows best. Our chelek elekai bimal knows what's good for us. And it might look as if, oh, this is terrible, this is awful, why did this happen? Better we would have stayed in Bnei Barak and... No. This is what had to happen, and this is what the Eibishter did. But the same way the Eibishter deals with us when it comes to Chodesh Elul, this is how we should deal with other people. This is how we feel. To feel sensitive. To feel the sensitivity of other people. There's a story told of a Rav who was giving a drasha, he was giving a shir, and he needed a posuk in Yeshaya. A Rashi in Yeshaya. Quite a long Rashi. At the back of the base of Medrash there was a bookcase full of Sforim, and there was Sifrei Tanakh. He wanted to make sure that he got the words of Rashi right. So we asked the young man sitting right near the bookcase, Timoteva, please pass me a Sefer Yeshaya. The boy turned round, took the Sefer Nach, came, gave the Magid Shir the Sefer Yeshaya. The Magid Shir read the Rashi, gave his drasha. After the Shir, somebody came up to the Rav and said, wow, that Rashi is amazing. Where is that Rashi? Which Perek? Can I see it inside? He whispered to this gentleman, actually, I was given Yecheskel by mistake. This boy was such a panic in front of everybody to give the right sefer, he didn't give Yeshaya, he gave Yecheskel. But the Rav didn't want to embarrass this young man who had given him the wrong sefer, who'd given him Yecheskel. So he read it as if he's reading Yeshaya. He managed to get it by heart, Baruch Hashem. Hopefully he did. And then afterwards, the boy, Adayoy Mazer, I'm hoping he's not listening to this, but Adayoy Mazer, he doesn't know that he brought the wrong sefer by mistake, and it was Yecheskel. What we're trying to say is, we have to sometimes think out of the box. And this is the power of Elul. The power of Elul is to think carefully. Sometimes, and it's happened, you're walking in a base of Medrash, there are people learning. And you see somebody that you haven't seen for some time. And you want to have a few words of a chat. But he's learning. What is the right thing to do? Is the right thing just to walk past? And, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to disturb him, he's learning. Or to say something, and he's learning with his son or with a chavrusa, and they're learning, and you come along. It takes that minute, that half a minute's thought, to pull yourself together and say, no, he's learning, I'm not going to disturb him. A nod is, in this situation, a nod might be completely sufficient. Just to give a nod and say, yes, fine, I'm leaving it, this is what it is. One of the greatest things to have is Menuchas HaNefesh. I admire, I must admit, I admire those people who are able to give a shiur. In particular, Dafayomi, to be able to give a shiur every day and to prepare a shiur, Bava Basra, every day to prepare a shiur. I mean, things happen. Things happen in the family, things happen here, things happen there. And sometimes you get upset, you lose concentration. But you know you have to do it. You have to concentrate to be able to drive everything else away and to be able, because you know you have to give the shiur, you have to make sure that the shiur is prepared. This power to be able to do that obviously comes with Siyata Dishmaya. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Shematarel Es Yisrael, Umi Matayer Eschem, Avichem Shebashomayim. To be able to feel, that this is what they do, this is what we can say. Sometimes you're driving at night, and there are houses, and you can't see the houses so well, because it's dark. But if the houses are lit up, if there's oil, and there's lights inside the house, maybe lights outside the house, then you're able to see the house. You're able to see. Elul is the time which gives us the light to be able to see the house. The nights are drawing in. It's a time of the year, especially this part of the world, where the nights are drawing, the lights of the houses are on. The lights of the houses are to learn, to be able to continue to learn and to give nachas to the Eibishter. We find by Yonah, the sailors came to him and they said, "Who are you? What do you do? Where are you from?" The famous answer of Yonah was, "Ivri Anochi. I am a Jew. You ask me what I do? The answer is I'm a Jew. Veselikim ani yorei." That was the first thing he said. You want to ask me who I am? I'm telling you that I'm a Jew. And once a person says that, Ivri Anochi, I've got a job to do. I've got a fulfillment, a mission to keep.
Not today.
Pardon?
Not today.
Oh, not today. Ivri Eslekim Ani Yorei. Ariyeh Sho'ag Mi Lo Yira. The famous pasuk. The lion roars, and who will not be afraid? Aleph is Elul. Reish is Rosh Hashanah. Yud is Yom Kippur. Hey, Hoshana Rabbah. The days of Yemei Hadin coming up. Ariyeh Sho'ag. The lion roars. Mi lo yira. Who will not be afraid? But we take care of each other. And we protect each other from the lion. We protect each other. As we said before, Teshuvah, Tefillah, Utsdakah. Out of all the mitzvahs, we've singled out. The Mechaber of the Tefillah singled out Tzedakah. To be able to help the other person. Because once you help the other person, once you help each other, then you're able to be Mavirin Esroya HaGezeiro. Because as we said before, you're doing it Lema'anecho Elohim Chaim. You're doing it for your sake, Hashem. We said in Akev, in Kasha Yase Ishes Benoi Hashem Elokecho Miyasrecho. Just as a person chastises his son, Hashem Elokecho Miyasrecho. As we saw before in the story in Sfas, that it might look as if it's terrible Yisurim, terrible upset, disappointment, but in the end, it's Hashem Elokecho Miyasrecho. To be able to feel that this is what the Eibishter is doing, because tremendous. You know, during the Holocaust in Hungary, along the Danube River, many, many, many Yidden were killed, were shot along the river. If you go today at certain points of the Danube River, you see loads and loads and loads and loads of shoes. Shoes which are nailed to the ground. Big size shoes, middle size shoes, male, female shoes, children's shoes, boys' shoes, girls' shoes. Tremendous. Rav Pesach Kronschlitter, who's a Kohen, he says that when he duchens and he takes off his shoes to go up to the Oren to duchen, he looks around and he sees all the shoes of the Kohenim. That they've taken off their shoes before they go to duchen. And he looks and he says, Eibishter, the continuation of Klal Yisrael. That even though there were all those shoes along the Danube River, which looked as if those shoes, Nabuch, are shoes of people, Nabuch, who were destroyed, Abba, Klal Yisrael continue. Birchas Kohenim, Yevrechecho Hashem v'yishmarecho, Yoha Hashem pono v'lecho, Yiso Hashem pono v'lecho v'yosem lecho shalom. Once a person has the real proper shalom, he's able to know that he's able to face the future. And Mitz Hashem talking about shalom, the Eibusha should give shalom to all of us, shalom to Klal Yisrael, shalom to Eretz Yisrael, Simcha li'artzecho, v'sosoi li'irecho, u'tzmichas keren, le'dovid avdecho, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen. 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 Amen.